This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the fun.
Get together, those of us who are invested in the land and farming and food and agriculture in America, especially the family farmer. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here to go through some of the news of the past week. It's Thanksgiving week. A lot of farmers are in the focus because of what we grow and how it is distributed and sold in our communities. It's very important for us to acknowledge and understand the farmer. Matter of fact, I saw some statistics. The average Thanksgiving meal costs $21 if you have all the average fixings. Pizza, good, Doug. Well, some people have pizza, I guess, at Thanksgiving. But the turkey, the dressing, the veggies, all of the things, the accoutrements, the salads, the desserts, all of that stuff. It's about $21.40, I think, is the cost. It's fairly expensive. But the real take on this is that the farmer only gets about $9 of that. The rest of it all goes to the middleman, and that's what more upsets me. It frankly disgusts me at how little. I'm a dairy farmer, and I know that we've done the numbers on whether it's raw milk or whether it's pasteurized milk, what the farmer gets selling, and it's about anywhere from as low as $1.14 a gallon to $1.40 a gallon, depending, unless it's organic milk, and there's a little higher, it's closer to $2 a gallon. But still, it's only about a third of what the milk sells for in the store. And yet, where would we be if we didn't have the farmers and the cows producing the milk, and they only get a third of what you pay for the milk in the store? It's just not right. And we gotta, I keep talking about it, we all do. And whether anything comes of it down the road, I guess we still have to keep fighting the good fight. Some other farm news. This first part of the program, I'd like to go through some of the farm news of the week. And then we're going to meet Renee King-Sonnen, who is the founder of something called the Rowdy Girl Sanctuary. It's a way in Texas for people to learn about beef and cattle and that sort of thing. It's also a sanctuary, though, for cattle. So anyway, that becomes our focus. This sounds like a pretty bad way to go. A farmer died recently after falling into a manure pit. 46-year-old fellow trying to rescue his son from the pit. He fell in himself and he wasn't able to get out. This is the reason I bring it out. This is a very, I remember this happening on a farm near me when I was a kid. The manure pits are so large now. The slurries where we put the manure, it could be very dangerous. Like being in a silo when you're filling it, the gases in there, very, very dangerous. I know farmers who have died in silos as well. So something not to laugh about. A lot of people who come from the city, they see that, you see what happened to that farmer? He died in a manure pit. No, there's nothing funny about that. The story of Everett Dobrinsky, who just got a check for $4,000, and what he got paid for was storing carbon dioxide in the soil on his farm. He farms in North Dakota, says protecting the planet from global warming is not the primary reason he enrolled in the carbon credit program. He says it's about money. I'm considerate of the environment, but I'm doing more of this because of my own pocketbook needs. Makes economic sense. Thought that was pretty interesting. 990 farmers and ranchers in the state of North Dakota are doing this, and they get paid about $2.5 million last year for using no-till and other practices to capture carbon dioxide, which is blamed a lot for global warming. I've talked about this new, if you haven't seen it yet, the Discovery Channel has a 90-minute special on NASA. And one of the things in there is the NASA satellite work to detect what's going on in the atmosphere. And it's very vivid. I'm not thumping my chest for a lot of the stuff that's discussed regarding climate change, global warming, and all that other stuff. But this diagram made it so clear what's happening, the ozone hole and the carbon dioxide that's going out from a lot of stuff that we use on the farm. So what has happened here is this program pools carbon credits for sale on the Chicago Climate Exchange. This is an agency that trades greenhouse gases and other pollutants, just as others exchange trade commodities like crops, livestock, all that sort of thing. Members of the exchange, a lot of corporations are in it, a lot of big cities, buy carbon credits to offset their emission problems. Producers around the country have earned millions of dollars since this program started in 2006. North Dakota is the largest state in terms of using and having program participation, but there are other states, 20 other states that have about 2,400 farmers involved in it. The nationwide enrollment in the National Farmers Union Carbon Credit Program. I belong to National Farmers Union. Yeah, and they did start this. But it's good for the environment. It's good for them, good for farmers. What happens is they sell these credits on the Chicago Climate Exchange for as little as $2.50 to $7 a metric ton. The CO2 credits are getting about $4 a metric ton. Now, I think $4.50, closer actually to $5 last time I saw this. Farmers, ranchers, landowners can participate in the program by using no-till farming practices or growing grasses and trees to limit the release of carbon dioxide from the ground, because the trees and the green suck it up and they absorb it in their plants, and that's better than having it in the air. And it's used in the exchange, as you know, the photosynthetic process exchanges the carbon dioxide for oxygen in its process. So that's how farmers are getting money for capturing carbon. And to turn that around, the there's a fine that's being levied against farmers for the amount of cattle gas that's being produced in some areas. So on one hand, you've got something good in terms of what is, capturing the carbon, and another, they don't know what to do, so they're taxing farmers for the amount of gas that comes from their cows. I find that to be quite objectionable, in fact. All right, so there are my two news stories. We're going to, in a moment, focus on how to create a sanctuary for animals. I've often thought that I wanted to create a bovine, equine, canine sanctuary on my farm. Maybe I'll get some tips from Renee King Sonnen, who's up with us next year on the American Family Farmer.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. Ferguson.com is designed to help you run your business from the office or from the job site. With 24/7 access to your account, an unmatched online inventory, and tools to manage your own, it's never been easier to do business with us, when and wherever you want. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, earn points for purchasing the products you need and redeem them for merchandise, trips, and more. Get started at Ferguson.com.
This giving season, there's no better way to say happy holidays than with custom cards, calendars, and photo gifts from Vistaprint. And until December 2nd, you can get special Black Friday prices with 60% off all holiday cards and calendars at Vistaprint.com. Plus, save on other photo gifts. It's our best deal of the season. So get Black Friday prices with 60% off all holiday cards and calendars. Plus, save on other photo gifts at Vistaprint.com. Just enter promo code Radio60. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code Radio60.
One of the things that is very important to me as we talk about the food we eat and proper nutrition, all that sort of thing, this is important on a farm show, talking about fruits and vegetables organically grown. And then the folks at Texas Superfoods have a process that takes the fruit and vegetable, powders it, they dry it first, then they powder it, put it in capsules, or you can just use a teaspoon and get it out of the tin. Texas Superfood Complete Organic delivers 55, you count them, 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables. They are organic. They're never sprayed. They don't have anything in them like herbicides, pesticides, no animal products, no sodium, no fillers, no synthetic additives of any kind. So when you're interested in fruits and vegetables and you know that you're supposed to eat them organically grown, because otherwise you get the problem that we have this week of salmonella in the lettuce, that kind of stuff, that isn't going to happen with anything that's organic. And it's not going to happen, not going to be an influence in the capsules that you take of Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Giving you that protection with those fruits and vegetables enhances your immune system by 90%. Once you've gotten on to the program, take a couple in the morning, a couple at night with your meals. And the enhancement, the strength that your immune system has now, as the weather gets so cold, we need to protect ourselves, and our immune system does it from colds and flu and that sort of thing. Texas Superfood, the nutrients of 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables, can be yours every day by going to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Believe me, the ingredients, is there, it's fabulous, and you'll feel the difference, you really will. If you don't eat all your organic fruits and vegetables every day, Texas Superfood Complete Organic makes eating healthy easy and less expensive. Go to TexasSuperfood.com you'll see for yourself what's there, and work out how to order Texas Superfood Complete Organic. The name kind of says it all. It's at TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Joining us now on the American Family Farmer is Renee King Sonnen, who is a native Houstonian, executive director of the Rowdy Girls Sanctuary in Angleton, Texas. So, we got to find out whether, first of all, Renee, you're a rowdy girl. Are you a rowdy girl?
Yes, sir, I am. I've been known to be.
That first sentence, I can tell you are. I can hear it.
Yeah. You can hear it in the Texas twang, huh?
I can hear it. Well, I think I can hear it in the attitudinal twang. Maybe it's a Texas twang as well. I get what you're about. One of the things, we have a little bit of time to get an introduction here. Tell me about your history on the farm and your history around animals, farm animals.
Well, I grew up in the city of Houston, and married my multi-generational farmer rancher, Tommy Sonnen, twice, actually.
Good for you, his farming, twice.
Mm-hmm. So his hair
was there a little rest in between between the first marriage and the second? We had a little rest, did we?
Yeah, we had a little rest, but during that rest, he acquired the 96-acre cattle ranch here in Angleton, Texas. And when I remarried him and moved here, things changed because I started developing relationships with cows that, animals I'm not supposed to do that with. You know, I started, naming them. And, in fact, one of the calves was named Rowdy Girl. And that's the reason the name of the sanctuary is Rowdy Girl.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You're cut from the same cloth that I am. This is going to be a great conversation because I feel the same way. I have development. I've been a dairy farm. I've had thousands of cows over the years, but I've developed a relationship with each of them and treat them as pets and friends. We'll talk about that concept as we continue here.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To our focus here on animals, this is Renee King-Sonnen, who's the executive director of this Rowdy Girl Sanctuary. That's why it's called that, because she is. This ranch doesn't sell animals for slaughter. This is a concept that has been looked upon askance by many of my friends in my neck of the woods in Massachusetts, Renee, because I don't slaughter my cows either. They grow to old age. I give them to people that want to use them with lawnmowers until they die. They have to agree not to slaughter them. If a cow gets sick, I put them to sleep and bury them on the... Actually, I bury them in my compost pit. But this is a concept that people ridicule me, and they probably ridicule you for doing it as well, do they?
Wow, I'm so impressed. I had no idea. Yeah, we get ridiculed. In fact, I was wondering, I said, wow, this dairy farmer's going to interview me? Really? You know, because we have been ridiculed. Yes, of course we have. My poor husband and I, we were members of the Brazoria County Cattlemen's Association, and, you know, for years. And so when this happened, and he ultimately came on board, too, because he always loved animals, you know. He was just in the business like everybody else, farming, yeah. And this is what you do. And, you know, until I started falling in love with all these cows and really questioning a lot of the things we were doing out loud to him, really making him uncomfortable, it was all forced to a head, ultimately. And, you know, when I bought his cows and we had a standoff and...
So did you, let me just go back through the personal picture here just for a second. How you were married and then you got divorced. Was the divorce over, was the fight over what to do with the animals, or did you fight about something else?
No, it had nothing to do with that the first time because he didn't have the ranch then. He worked for Dow Chemical for 40 years and acquired the ranch, picked up the ranching baton of his ancestry during our interlude.
Yeah, what? How many years? How long was the interlude?
10 years.
Wow, you were apart 10 years. Did you maintain your friendship, or did you just stay away from each other for 10 years?
No, we maintained our friendship. We certainly did.
Oh, good. All right. So, meanwhile, back at the ranch, literally, you are the first documented beef cattle ranch to convert from selling them for slaughter to selling them, rescuing them. But I don't understand how you make money if you're just keeping them all, raising them, and you don't do anything with them. That has to be the first matter of concern, doesn't it?
Great question. I raised $36,000 in less than 4 months after I went, I went full on vegan and raised the money, $36,000, bought my husband's cows, and opened up a nonprofit. And so I took years of experience in, my real world, which I was always an entrepreneur. I was promoting events, producing events. I was a country and western singer on the road. And so I had a really? Lot of ability. I could sing crazy. So I had a lot of ability.
You could sing Patsy Cline's song Crazy? Is that the song, or are you just a crazy singer?
I can sing crazy. Yes, sorry. I can sing anything just about. But just about. I can sing anything. Maybe not opera. But I can certainly tie one on. But anyway, I used all my skills to fundraise. And then I developed a membership program, and we have events here. We have events all the time out here. A lot of people are interested in this story. It's gone viral. It's been on CBS Evening News, ABC. So, yeah.
Well, I think that what I want to find out is how you actually run this. I'm going to your website, which is rowdygirlsanctuary.org. Rowdygirlsanctuary.org. Let's find out how this lady does it. What is it? How does she get the money? And what does she think? What does she think she's doing? 28 past the hour here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
The American Family Farmer Podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Subdivisions creeping on in. Neighborhood kids keep jumping his fence. He can double his money, but that'd be the end of a promise he'll never break.
Hello, music for the farmers from Luke Bryan on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. The American Family Farmer podcast, which is procured for your listening pleasure every week, takes a synopsis, maybe a summary of the things we talk about. For example, the one that's posted now at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com offers some news about how family farmers are reacting to the new midterm election. Election's over. There are a lot of people who want to figure on holding them accountable. I had a good conversation. I think we'll do a little more of that later on in this hour. Anyway, let's see, what else do we have on the podcast? Paul Bissett, who's the chief operating officer at Harvest Crow Robotics. We talk about how robotics may soon be harvesting many of your crops. They built this, they say, out of necessity. Too many of their strawberries were going rot, and then they couldn't get help also. So a lot of strawberry farms are using this. Find out how it works on the podcast, the robotics in farming. I also talk a little bit about my becoming involved in the hemp program. The state of Massachusetts has a hemp farming program, which I'm going to participate in because I think it's a very good, it's the next step of helping the farm to stay viable. So all of these things are available as a podcast every week, American Family Farmer Show GoodLifeRadio.com, and the archives are there. The explanation for what's on each one of the podcasts, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, aimed at trying to help you make your farm more viable in the age of big government and big ag trying to put you and me out of business. We have Renee King Sonnen with us, who's the founder of Rowdy Girl Sanctuary, which is located in Angleton, Texas. So the way you fell in love, there's a lot of parallel, a lot of mirroring here going on, because my experience with the farm and with the cows has been transformative for me. I used to be in charge when I was 6, 7 years old. I was in charge of feeding the calves. Been around cows all my life. I have a great, I don't know what it is about them. Being around them is a peace, the old song, peaceful, easy feeling. I get this around my cows. But I want to find out how this works in the sense that if you're saving, are you trying to save all the beef cattle? What cattle are you trying to save, Renee?
Well, first of all, I saved ours from going to slaughter, and so that was the first thing I did.
But
and
they
so
were beef cattle, weren't they? They were beef cattle. They were raised for going to the slaughterhouse, right?
Absolutely. They went to the sale barn twice a year, you know, just like, you know, clockwork, twice a year until I, you know, literally blocked my husband from doing it. I threatened to follow them to the sale barn, to buy them all back with his credit card, to bring them all back home. You know, I was blocking him at every turn. And so, you know, the ones we rescue typically are ones that are either bound for slaughter or in immense suffering, neglect. Some folks, you know, some FFA, 4-H kids, oh my goodness, I get so many calls from those kids that fall in love with their animals, you know, that they're not supposed to develop these relationships with. And we have several of those animals right here at Rowdy Girl.
Yeah, I'm looking around. This is a good place for you to go. Go to the website, rowdygirlsanctuary.org, and see what goes on the farm. Do you find you have contests? How do you, what is this for, raising money to help save more cows? Is that what that's for?
The contest. Well, when we do have contests, it's actually to raise money to, gosh, you can just imagine how much it costs to feed. We have 62 bovine on our property at this time, and we started out with 29. So if that tells you anything. So we had 29, now we have 62. We have 3 horses, we have 5 goats, we have 29 chickens, we have 5 roosters, ducks, you know, we just, you know, and so we do these contests or raise money so that we can, feed these animals and take them to the vet. I mean, each animal here has a medical file. They're all named. And,
well, what's,
you know,
the point of the people are going to ask, what's the point of raising them or bringing them into the world? You can't save all of them, and it wouldn't be a good idea. So what is the aim? Is not growing them, but taking them off of farms if they're sick or they're infirmed in some way. Is that basically the bottom line? Is that what I mean? I'm looking at some of the pictures of you laying down with a cow. You kind of remind me of me taking care of a sick cow. You know,
I am the same way. I love them. I love them. I can lay with them. I can, you know, I just feel so much at peace when I'm with them. And
well, there's a whole new thing, you know. There's a new effort to have people. There's a new business, as a matter of fact. I saw somebody charging $300 for an hour's visit to a farm where the cattle are laying during their cut, and people just go commune with them. They sit down next to them, they lay on them, they're that old song, the peaceful, easy feeling, they're getting that from being around the cows.
Yeah. Now, we're not charging $300 for you to come and lay with the cows, but I have seen that. We do have, you know, multiple events so that you can develop, you know, like real relationships with animals that you're really taught all through your life not to have feelings for. And so it becomes a real ill construct in our mind when we love animals, and most farmers and ranchers will all tell you they love animals. But when they're in the business to also slaughter them, there's this place inside of us that just, you know, you can't go there. You got to do your job. But we still love animals. And so for me, I crossed that great divide, and sounds like you did too, where you go into that place where you see them just like you would your dog or cat.
Well, they are pets in a sense. I raise mine. If they could get through the door and the back door, they'd follow me into the house. That's kind of,
yeah,
but I've had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cows that I've raised that day, I mean, that way. So, looking around this website, you have a vegan fest. What happens at the vegan fest in Angleton, Texas, at your farm?
Yeah, at the vegan fest, we get, you know, speakers from all over the country that are leaders in our movement, in our, you know, the vegan plant-based movement. And they come and they speak here, and we have all sorts of vendors and, you know, just a big platform and place for people to come, bring their family, and, you know, just commune with the peaceful, easy feeling, as you called it. I love that. And, you know, and to just take it all in, get educated, learn, eat a lot of great vegan food. You know, in today's world, the plant-based food meats, the plant-based meats are just skyrocketing. I was shopping last night for our Thanksgiving Day, and yeah, I could not believe they were out of all of the plant-based turkeys. And everywhere I went, Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, everywhere in Houston, Texas, out of those products. And they had one left at Whole Foods that I snatched up, but they were all gone.
Yeah.
That tells you.
People are getting much more conscious, whether it's because of the animals, whether it's because the value, the question comes on the value of meat, what the protein value is, or the fat. You know, it depends on where it comes from. I'm guessing that you, whatever animals do make it out of there, are grass-fed. They're not inoculated. They're, you know, that's become a huge movement among the locavores, who a lot of them support this program. They don't want the enzymes and all of the hormones and stuff that get put into these cattle. Unless they're sick, you know, that's one reason for using them. I know in the dairy, once in a while, we couldn't cure mastitis, so sometimes we'd have to give them a shot of something. But as a general maneuver, in many of the larger dairies, they use BHT, and that changes the value of not only the milk but of the flesh. And so, but people are getting smart to that. And so they want to have stuff that is pure. What do you think about these meat products that are being grown in the Petri dish, and they're being grown in basically a classroom or in a laboratory? What do you think of that?
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on. In fact, there's been some vendors at some of the conferences I've been at that have companies like Good Food Institute, for one. You know, at first I thought it was like a Frankenstein, you know, idea.
Yeah.
But then I started doing my research and thinking about it. And if this can take hold and they can really do this, and there's a lot of headway at making it happen, I'm just thinking about how all the cats in the world, I mean, it would make excellent cat food, in my opinion, so that, you know, we don't have to macerate all those little baby chicks that just go down the macerator. If you're a male, you know, if you're a male little baby chick in the world, you end up just like macerated or gassed and in a split second the minute you're born. And so, you know, it would be awesome for that reason. And then there's some people in my mind that will never choose a plant-based diet. And for those people, because the thing is, we've only got one planet, and to continue consuming and ravaging the rainforest and every bit of our landscape like we're doing for animal agriculture, whether it's to breed and grow more cows or to grow more grains to feed more cows, to feed more people, we just can't continue that pace.
No, it does affect the I've been referencing the last couple of weeks a documentary that Discovery Channel did on the NASA space program, and one of the things that came out of it was a reality check looking at some of the satellite images of the atmosphere, which is very thin, the ozone layer, the CO2, carbon dioxide, and that impact, and, you know, it's coming from fossil fuels. So can we mitigate it somehow? I think there's a way of doing it without going crazy. Consciousness is important, and that's kind of what you're about, Renee. Let me finish this conversation with you in a moment. First, a reminder about how to lose weight. was just talking to somebody who was on the Calitrin program. It really works. Not only does it work to help you lose the weight, but you are going to keep it off if you stay on the program. It's not crazy. You're not going to lose 10 pounds in a week. No. It's going to be steady and intelligently done. Take four of the capsules every night before you go to bed, and your body, by the time you've been asleep for 90 minutes, your body will be starting to do the work. The collagen, which is the main ingredient in Calitrin, is the number one building block of your body, and you stop making your own natural collagen when you're in the 30s. So by the time you're 40, you should be doing some supplementation with collagen. 30% of the protein in your body is collagen, and you need it to have healthy, lean muscle working out, pushing the fat out, muscle in. That's what it does. It's easier to move the fat around, and it's pretty easy to convert it to muscle if you're using Calitrin, and that's where you lose the weight. A lot of exercise, maintain the weight, no adverse effects as well. It stimulates your body to produce more collagen on its own. So a threefer here, very, just solid benefits. Losing the weight, keeping it off intelligently, that's what Calitrin does. Get it by going to toploss.com. 10% off and use the code DJV of whatever you buy. And if you get more than three bottles, they give you a fourth one free. Toploss.com, the website for Calitrin, America's most successful and healthiest choice for weight loss.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
We're all about stories on the radio. I've been telling stories on the air for 50-plus years, and I like it at this time of year because we can tell holiday stories, even on the American family farmer. In the good old days when we all used to write letters to Santa Claus, laying out what we hope to find under the tree, now they're texting and tweeting Santa Claus to put the same lists out. Farmers and their wishes as we go into the holidays from Thanksgiving through to Christmas. The wishes at the end of the year, I guess it depends on how you are getting along with your local authorities or the Fed, the USDA. Farmers in December are maybe, when they look at their numbers, going to struggle a little bit. A lot of the rains have brought a mess. The yields are off in lots of farm circumstances. So I guess we can wish for and hope for, and dear Santa, please bring more good weather to us next year. How's that? I don't know. Worrying about a lot of things, supplies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think that it would be nice to have one year when we could have consistent markets. This would be a good wish for Santa Claus. Dear Santa, please make the commodity markets consistent. The consistency comes from good weather and good opportunity. The things that are difficult sometimes on the farm because you can't control weather. Sometimes you control opportunity, what you're doing. I think a lot of us who are in the dairy business are changing or looking to change to growing hemp. Be a good cash crop, and the need is well documented. So maybe that's what you do. You say, dear Santa Claus, please bring me the information and the seeds to grow hemp in 2019. There's a good wish. All right, so Renee, we only have about a minute left here. What do you want people to know? How can they help you in your ideas? Is there a way of actually going to rowdygirlsanctuary.org and pledging money?
Oh, absolutely. You can become a member. We have 214 members, I think, right now, and the minimum membership is $15 a month. We are so grateful for those folks. You can do one-time donations. And we recently started our rancher advocacy program that's actually driven towards helping ranchers, farmers that are wanting to get out of the business of farming animals and do things like wind, solar, or organic farming, which is upcoming.
Yeah, there's a big push in my area for growing hemp. It's a huge business, huge potential to making farms viable, something else people can look at as well. Renee, congratulations. Renee King Sonnen at the Rowdy Girl Sanctuary, Sanctuary for Big Bovines. Thanks, Renee.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
About what's going on your farm and with the national movement, if you will. There are all kinds of reminders when it comes to farming and what it is that we are, and I use this term not necessarily lovingly, what we are every week, every month, every year putting up with this nonsense from the huge agribusiness councils and the government, the things that are being done, the Food Safety Modernization Act, and what that's going to do to the small, medium-sized farmer rules that are completely unnecessary. If we have all these rules, what happens when we have a salmonella outbreak like what we're facing right now with the romaine lettuce? What do you do with that? This Food Safety Modernization Act isn't going to prevent that at all because it doesn't deal with the big. I'm not going to get into that, but I am. I'm happy. I was reading an article about how in the state of Vermont, for example, they've done a big push in the state for farm to plate, a big network gathering that celebrated this past year. They figure they got 6,500 new jobs in the state of Vermont because of local food and beverage consumption that comes from Vermont. This is an initiative that any state can do. Get the people in the ag networks to focus on identifying where the farmers are and getting their food to market or having farmers markets or whatever it is. But that's how these increases are taking place, educating people as to the value of the locally produced food. In a moment, I'm going to talk about the election now that it's over. How do we hold the politicians accountable? Big question. Let's see if we can get some answers after this.
This
is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
All right, so the focus on the election and the farm bill. This is what it's all about. I mean, you think about the last election a couple of years ago, a lot of rural voters came out, elected somebody that the experts thought had little chance to become president. I pay no attention to the polls, and I don't think many other people do. You never count out the rural vote. I think that's who elected Trump. I'm not sure that he's returned the favor yet. I think that the farm bill will predicate that, but I know the ag community supported more Republicans than Democrats this past election. The dairy crisis is paramount. The immigration system is a mess, and a lot of farmers are concerned about who are the people that are going to help them pick their crops. And then there's the trade thing. That's not resolved, although the Chinese thing looks like it's coming to into focus and maybe get taken care of in the next week or so. But then there are local issues like gas pipeline construction, environmental regulations, that dam, the Safety Enhancement Act that was passed. Oy. So what do we do in terms of the farm bill? This is where you're going to hold them accountable, the members of the House and the Senate. They passed separate versions of the farm bill. They're trying in conference to hash out differences. If the current Congress fails to pass a farm bill, then most people say that it will be in 2019 easily, and the new Congress is going to have to work it through, and because there's more Democrats than Republicans, are they going to agree, or are we going to fight for another year on this thing? I don't see it being solved, frankly. I don't, unless they change their tune. Same thing with immigration. Dairy and trade is my big bugaboo. The president has gotten, and I think he deserves credit, for opening up additional markets for dairy in Mexico, keeping the Canadians from bringing their cheap milk down here. The NAFTA agreement is gone, and now it's the U.S.-Mexican-Canadian agreement. Does away with Canada's Class 7 milk, which critics say puts farmers here at a disadvantage because they support, they have, farmers are subsidized. And that's not the case here. So that's why the milk, a lot of it came here so cheaply. So let's hold them accountable, keep their feet to the fire, as it were. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.